Hashem tells Moshe, don't be scared of Sihon and Og, don't be scared of Og. So it says Moshe was scared of fighting him because he was scared of the merits that Og was the one who ran and notified Avram that Lot was captured at war. Says Rav Chalap, look at what Chazal are telling us. If you look back at Rashi in the story of Lot, so it says over there that Og ran from the war to Avram Avinu and said, you know, your nephew Lot was just captured. Says Rashi, why did he do it? Because Sarah was so beautiful, he wanted Avram to go to war and die, and he was waiting on the sidelines for Avram to get killed at war, and he said, then I'll marry Sarah. So why did he come and tell Avram about that? He came and told Avram because he wanted Avram to get killed. Yet it says in this week's parasha, Moshe was scared of Og because Og was the one who reported to Avram the battle in which Lot was captured. Ah, so the fact that that Og had bad intentions, that's one problem. But at the end of the day, good things happened to Avram thanks to Og. All the nations of the world convened and said, Avram, you should run the UN. You should be the master of all the nations. All the nations of the world recognized Avram's greatness. So Og had bad intentions, but good things came from it. Lot was saved and the nations recognized Avram's greatness. So Moshe's scared of Og because we have the merits of Avram, but Og also has merits from Avram. That means Moshe Rabbeinu understood that when you do an action, you do an action of kindness, even if your intentions aren't pure, even if your intentions are pretty far from being pure, but you did an act of kindness. You did something good to someone else that has tremendous merit, and Moshe's scared of that merit. That's to teach us the wages and the weight of a good deed, even if it's done with imperfect intentions. Shabbat shalom.